Robin Hassler-Thompson is a member of the Big Bend Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Speaking on WFSU's Perspective show Thursday, she outlined some false impressions many have about the crime's victims.
For example, one of the myths I think that's out there is that either victims are children, or they're victims of sex trafficking, or they're from another country. But, you know, we've had cases here in Florida. In Palatka, there was a big case where the trafficker farm labor operation targeted homeless African-American men who were dependent on drugs and alcohol, substance abuse dependent.
Hassler-Thompson says the labor traffickers in that case then visited homeless shelters around the state.
Picked them up in these white vans, brought them to the farm in Palatka, and enslaved them, forced them to pick vegetables, and promised to pay them with drugs and alcohol. And indeed, when the FBI went in there and did that investigation, found out they were keeping those workers enslaved by making sure they stayed drug dependent.
Hassler-Thompson says what needs to change is how citizens see human trafficking, and it's something she adds she's working on in the Big Bend area because people don't realize trafficking is common in rural areas.
We talk to people in government, for example, if they do restaurant inspections. Well, if they go back into the kitchen and see a cot, You know, people shouldn't be sleeping in a kitchen or a nail salon. In the back of the nail salon, you see people with looking like they're living there. That's a clue. So it's on the surface, it might look okay, but when you go just under the surface, you might see something strange.
And Assistant U.S. Attorney Frank Williams in Gainesville says there's a need to change perception by the regular public, but also to change the minds of law enforcement, despite a new law protecting victims.
One of the misconceptions is that the victims in these cases are involved in this willingly, and that's completely wrong. What they don't understand, and what actually for a long time I didn't understand, is the aspect of force and fraud and coercion that has led a lot of these children and young women to engage in this kind of activity, if you will. And the fact that we have kind of stigmatized an element of society that essentially women involved in prostitution into believing that they are the persons who are most culpable, when in fact they are the victims themselves.
And Bethany Gillot, the statewide human trafficking director of the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, says with regard to sex trafficking in particular, another common myth is trafficked victims stay in their situation only because of threats and coercion.
I know a lot of the young ladies I used to work with, it wasn't as much threats as it is, I'm your boyfriend, I love you, if you love me, you'll do this. Even though the trafficker is abusing them and the trafficker may be asking them to do things that very much hurts them and is not what they want to do, they're still seeing this as a loving bond and that they don't want to turn on that person. They don't want to testify against this person who they love and they think loves them. So the trafficker, they're really looking for ways to manipulate those that they're victimizing.
Gillot says a big way to combat the trafficker's manipulation is supporting victims and always being consistent. Meanwhile, the Big Bend Coalition Against Human Trafficking is hosting a number of Tallahassee events this month, including a 5K run, seminars, community forums, film screenings, and art contests. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.